Assalamu alaikum. My brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us an united community. Inna hadha ummatakum ummatan wahida. The election, US elections are just 1 week away. Today, tonight, we have an opportunity to get educated about how to make decision. How to make decision about electing and the CARE, which is the largest civic right organizations in America. Leadership are here. The man who wrote the book, American Muslim Election Guide 2024, he will be here. Robert McCaw and Brother Tayyib Yunus will be here. Salatul Isha is at 8:15 p.m. Isha prayer, brothers and sisters, 8:15 p.m. After the prayer, they will educate us, tell us how to make the decision. Who to vote, we cannot legally, right? So inshallah, bring your family, bring your children who are qualified to vote, and deliver a united message for the American Muslim community, to empower the Muslim community. That may produce result, may not be 2024, but 2026, 2028, right? 2032, and so on and so forth. We're looking down the future. So let's come together and make the best decision to empower us so we can address the oppression of the ummah across the globe. Jazakallah khair.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
الله أكبر الله أكبر. الله أكبر الله أكبر. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله. أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله. أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله. حي على الصلاة. حي على الصلاة. حي على الفلاح. حي على الفلاح. الله أكبر الله أكبر. لا إله إلا الله.
إن الحمد لله أحمده وأستعينه أستغفره وأستهديه وأعوذ بالله تعالى من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبد الله ورسوله وصفيه من بين خلقه وخليله بلغ الرسالة وأدى الأمانة ونصح لهذه الأمة صلوات الله وسلامه عليه يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد. Who and what impacts our choices and our decisions? Most people think that they think for themselves, that they choose freely, that they're really in control of whatever life choices they make, whether it's regarding their lifestyle or what to wear and what to eat, who to marry, and all these other decisions that we make. The reality is, research shows that most people conform and they choose whatever is expected or whatever they think is expected from them to do or choose. And these choices are, in modern societies, usually impacted by media, technology, popular culture. Government policies sometimes can have an impact. Family and social networks can also impact our choices. As a matter of fact, in one particular experiment, they showed how most people will choose whatever most people before them chose, even when they know that it's the wrong choice, just to conform, to show the power of that, of conformity. And inshallah, maybe in the near future, we'll talk about that, the power of this idea of just conforming to the norms around you. But today, what I wanted to talk about is I wanted you and I to ask ourselves this very important question regarding the echoes and the voices of influence, the voices of influence that echo in our heads. And ask ourselves this very key question: who do we really follow? Whose followers are we in real life? Now, if you ask any average Muslim, especially someone who considers himself or herself practicing, who do you really follow? Most of us will say the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, or I follow Islam. Or some people might even say I follow Allah. And indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is your ultimate ally, and Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the best of examples. Islam puts a lot of emphasis on the importance of role models and influencers. Who is your influencer? And Allah Azza wa Jalla in the Quran tells us, لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ. In Surah 33, verse 21, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, indeed, in the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there is an uswa for you. There is an example for you. And it doesn't say in what sense. An example as what? Because Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, bi abihi wa ummi, he is an inspiration and he's an example in everything and for everyone. He was a role model for the rich and for the poor. He was a role model for the men and the women. He was a role model sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for each and every member of the society and the household. Bi abihi wa ummi. So, and in the example of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you as a believer or as a Muslim, You should be able to find an inspiration. You should be able to find an answer to some of life's hardest questions. You should be able to. If you don't, that means there is a disconnect. That means you don't know him well enough. That means that you are not yet able to relate to his example. Something is missing. If you do not feel that the Prophet ﷺ is your prophet, your Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, if you don't feel so close to him sallallahu alaihi wasallam, if you cannot identify with some of the challenges or some of the struggles that he sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself had to deal with, then there is a very dangerous and critical disconnect between him and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, between you and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Why? لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ. That could be one reason. The other reason is, you're not where you need to be in terms of your relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because in the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there is an uswa, there is a role model, an example. He should be your influencer. He should be the one that sallallahu alayhi wa sallam inspires you. If لِمَنْ كَانَ يَرْجُ اللَّهَ وَالْيَوْمَ الْآخِرِ. This could be the other thing that is missing. Allah Azza wa Jalla says he is a role model or an inspiration to he or she, whoever truly believes in and seeks Allah in the last day. Whoever is, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so central in their lives and they're akhirah oriented. Whoever believes in that. They're the ones that benefit from his example, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Those who don't won't find an inspiration in him, nor will he be a role model for them. So maybe that connection is weak between you and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Or your focus on akhirah is weak. So you need to work on it. Number three, وَذَكَرَ اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا. And remembers Allah constantly and much. If you do not remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if there is a weakness in your remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you won't be reminded of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, nor is the prophetic example going to be relevant. So increase your dhikr of Allah. Remember Allah azza wa jalla. Remember that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is a role model in every way. In the way the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam dealt with challenges. In the way the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam dealt with and processed successes. In the way the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam dealt with people and his leadership style in every aspect of his life sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Remember that he was a blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You see, those who remember Allah azza wa jal much and know Allah, get to know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they're going to realize and know that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was an act of mercy from Allah. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. That we're so fortunate that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen us. Even those who came 1400 years later to be of the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We're so privileged. Many Muslims, many of the 2.1 billion Muslims don't realize how privileged and how fortunate they are. Especially those who are born into it. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in addition to all of this, he produced sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and graduated the most extraordinary generation for them to be also a source of inspiration for us. You see, influence is a very powerful force in an individual's life, especially people who are impressionable and young people. It shapes their thoughts, actions and beliefs. As Muslims, we are called to reflect upon the influencers or the influences in our lives and ask ourselves this question. And if we don't find Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam and those men and women who were around him, النساء والرجال حول رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, if we do not find them to be that source of inspiration, then there is a problem. Now, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself, he faced immense challenges that some of us cannot even imagine having to deal with. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam dealt with them, processed them, coped with them with grace and in a very effective fashion. And he remained sallallahu alaihi wasallam to be steadfast. And we can talk about some of these examples. I mean, just ask yourself, what would you have done? And on top of that, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was given other inspirational examples in the Quran. Allah azza wa jalla, there was a reason why Allah azza wa jalla told him about the story of Musa and the story of Isa and the story of Yusuf and the story of Ayyub and the story of Nuh. Remember, you're not the only one. If you are denied, if you're abused, if you're ridiculed, if you're called names, such things happen to those who are before you. And Allah told him, فَاصْبِرْ كَمَا صَبَرَ أُولُو الْعَزْمِ. So be steadfast. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam found great source of inspiration in those stories. As a matter of fact, on one particular occasion, when a man said something very offensive to him, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, may Allah have mercy upon my brother Musa. رَحِمَ اللَّهُ أَخِي مُوسَى. أُوذِيَ بِأَكْثَرَ مِنْ هَذَا فَصَبَرْ. He was harassed and he was abused with much more, and he was patient. So we find inspiration even in the example of these prophets and messengers. And to me, one of the greatest stories of the Quran is the story of Yusuf alayhi salam. I can't even imagine what it was like for him to experience what he experienced from the closest people to him. Betrayal from your own siblings. And then betrayal from the very people that were supposed to care for you. And then being innocent, yet being punished for maintaining your integrity, for keeping your integrity intact, and for really resisting temptation. Being punished for being virtuous and spending, not days, weeks or months, فَلَبِثَ فِي السِّجْنِ بِضْعَ سِنِينَ, several years. Where a good portion of his youth was spent in prison for not doing the wrong thing, for not conforming to the influences around him, for not giving in. Alayhi salam. And then comes, after all of this, comes out and shows grace. And shows maturity. And shows self-restraint. Salawatullahi wa salamu alayhi wa ala nabiyyina sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam does the same thing. Last thing I want to say before I sit down, inshaAllah ta'ala. Choose your influencers carefully. Especially young folks who are present here today. Be careful who you follow. And who you listen to. And who you allow yourself to be entertained by. It's not just an entertainment. It's not just a form of entertainment. You're actually picking on concepts and norms and values from them. Believe it or not. Some of you may not even realize that the very reason that you're actually, dressing the way you're dressing is because you've been influenced by someone. Even your hairstyle might be a reflection of you really being impressed by someone. You don't realize it. You're like, no, that's just my style. That's just, mashallah. So be careful. Because the Prophet ﷺ tells us that on the day of judgment, we're going to follow those that we follow in dunya. Because on the day of judgment, we're going to be with those whom we admire and love. So be careful. Be careful who you let into your psyche, who you let into your heart, and who you let into your future. It's not only dunya that we're talking about. We're talking about akhirah. We're even talking about deen. We're even told to be very careful as to who we take our religion from. In hadha al-ilma deen. This knowledge is deen, your religion, your relationship with Allah. فَلْيَنْظُرْ أَحَدُكُمْ عَمَّا يَأْخُذُ دِينَهُ. So let one of you carefully examine who it is that they're taking their religion from, they're taking their ideas and their thoughts and their values and their information from. Be very careful. Last but not least, Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu says, "Man kana mustannan falyastanna biman qad mat." This is his philosophy, his take on it. And he's talking about the generation, the best of generations. After that of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he gave this advice to his students. He said, if anyone wants to really follow and commit to the way of any individual, meaning other than the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then let him consider those who passed away upon righteousness, who have a long track record and ended their lives upon righteousness in a glorious way. Those who concluded their journey and their contribution with honorable end. فَإِنَّ الْحَيَّ لَا تُؤْمَنُوا عَلَيْهِ الْفِتْنَةِ. For the living cannot be guaranteed not to fall into fitna, not to lose his direction and deviate. You never know. So be very careful. We do not have idols. We have a role model named Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and we follow the best generations, that of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and those who follow him, and those who follow their path. We ask Allah azza wa jalla to keep us upon that path. أقول هذا القول واستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى وبعد. My dear brothers and sisters, in contemporary society, we are bombarded with many influences, many of which lead us nowhere except towards destruction. And they pull us away from our faith. As Muslims, we need to be very careful with the impact of social media, peer pressure, and mainstream societal norms, some of which we somehow adopt as our own dreams. So we need to be very careful, and we need to be very selective. Materialism echoes very loud, and it impacts many of our decisions. And a time will come where a person, if they do not take advantage of whatever they have and do very well for themselves, they will say, يَا لَيْتَنِي قَدَّمْتُ لِحَيَاتِي. Oh, how I wish I had done for my future, for my life, actually. How I done for my life. When they realize that this life is going to come to an end, they're going to say, how I wish I have done for my real life. A time will come where an individual may say, مَا أَغْنَى عَنِّي مَالِيَ. My wealth is not going to avail me today. هَلَكَ عَنِّي سُلْطَانِيَ. And I'm losing my power or my influence. So we need to prepare for that. And we need to be honest with ourselves. It's not easy to deal with all of this. So how can we do that? We need to be very resilient and strong. And to cultivate that resilience, we need to turn to the Quran. Quran is the greatest source of power and inspiration in the face of whatever it is we deal with. And then the prophetic example, as we mentioned earlier, the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is full of wisdom. You can now look up anything. How did the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? You know, sometimes we're like, oh my God, I don't know how to deal with this situation. I'm not going to give examples. We're doing with different situations, you know, with our children, with our family members, with our neighbors, with our work. How would the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam have? Is there something? Just ask yourself this. There is nothing now easier than you finding out how the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, or what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had to say about a particular issue. And if you can't find it, come. Talk to me, talk to Sheikh Yasser, talk to Sheikh Anwar, talk to the resource station, talk to Sheikh Muhammad, or say, how did if the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was around and had to deal with this issue, how do you think he would have? It's a very interesting I mean, we're not talking here about just intellectually, but it's a very interesting question. Let me ask you a question. As people who love the Prophet ﷺ, celebrate the life and the legacy of the Prophet ﷺ, if you had access to him, ﷺ, wouldn't you go to him and ask him some of your, deal with some of your personal questions? Messenger of Allah, the Sahaba used to do that. Some of them publicly, openly. People like Umar and Abu Bakr and others used to come to the Prophet and say, Ali radiallahu anhu, Fatima, they all sought his wisdom, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and his guidance. Even when it comes to their own personal life, Messenger of Allah, such and such, my wife said such and such to me. A woman comes to the Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Messenger of Allah, my husband did such and such. And Allah Azza wa Jalla heard her conversation with him and revealed Quranic verses to address her case. They did that. And it's available. It's not too far. It's very, very accessible. Now, more than ever, as a matter of fact, some of us now have access to information that maybe the contemporary, the people during the time of the Prophet ﷺ couldn't access. So take advantage of that and teach yourself, learn from Allah Azza wa Jalla and from His Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Number two, surround yourself with righteous company. Community is very important. Surround yourself with righteous company. I can't tell you how many times I have seen people make stupid choices or make poor choices and do certain things that are very destructive, self-destructive, and sometimes even destroy their family. And then I'm like, you don't look like a person who would have, what are you thinking? He's like, my coworkers, Sheikh, that's all they talk about. Or my classmates. So surround yourself with good company. Last but not least, engage with your community. It is essential that we strengthen our bonds, supporting each other through challenges. You're not meant to or supposed to face all of your challenges by yourself. Tap into the resources that you have. What are our bonds or relationships or brotherhood or sisterhood? What are they good for? And we have to, my dear brothers and sisters, be there for one another. وَاللَّهُ فِي عَوْنِ الْعَبْدِ مَا كَانَ الْعَبْدُ فِي عَوْنِ أَخِيهِ The Prophet ﷺ says, Allah will be at your service, helping you, aiding you, supporting you, so long you are supporting others. You are being a resource for others. So tap into these resources. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bring our hearts together. The last thing, I may have mentioned this during the week, my dear brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is showing us great examples. In the struggle of our brothers and sisters in Gaza, we're seeing, to me, my most amazing influencers for the past year have been the men and women and children of Gaza. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless them. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ease their struggle. And as I said before, if I was a journalist, I would want to be a journalist like the journalists of Gaza. Ismail Ghul, Anas Sharif, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless them. May Allah grant mercy to those who were targeted and killed. If I want to be a nurse, if I want to be a doctor, if I want to be an engineer, if I want to be an aid worker, if I want to be a teacher, if I want to be a father. Today, one of the doctors that went there was telling me how this orthopedic surgeon, you know, his children come and run. The only time that they get a chance to see him is if they come to the hospital, to the field hospital where he operates, say salam to him, hang out, and show their love for him. Because he can no longer actually even stay, you know, they can no longer stay at it. They became refugees themselves. That's the reality of our brothers and sisters, and they're still standing their ground, fighting for whatever is left of this ummah's dignity. In spite of being abandoned by so many, none of us can really claim and say, well, I have been abandoned, and I have been forgotten, and I've been failed more than them. Yet they're not losing hope. They're not losing faith. They're still standing, struggling, and fighting. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless them. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give them victory. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant them freedom. And may Allah forgive us for failing them. عباد الله، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون، واذكروا الله يذكركم واشكروه على نعمه يزدكم، ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون. وأقم الصلاة.
الله أكبر الله أكبر، أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله. حي على الصلاة، حي على الفلاح، قد قامت الصلاة، قد قامت الصلاة. الله أكبر الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله.
الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا سبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى والذي قدر فهدى والذي أخرج المرعى فجعله غثاء أحوى سنقرئك فلا تنسى إلا ما شاء الله إنه يعلم الجهر وما يخفى ونيسرك لليسرى فذكر إن نفعت الذكرى سيذكر من يخشى ويتجنبها الأشقى الذي يصلى النار الكبرى ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم وموسى.
الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر.
الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين. فذكر إنما أنت مذكر لست عليهم بمسيطر إلا من تولى وكفر فيعذبه الله العذاب الأكبر إن إلينا إيابهم ثم إن علينا حسابهم.
الله أكبر.
سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر.
سبحان ربي.
الله أكبر. الله أكبر.
سبحان ربي.
الله أكبر.
التحيات لله والصلوات والطيبات السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله لا شريك له وأشهد أن عبده ورسوله. صل على محمد كما صليت على وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. ونعلم قوم عذاب جهنم في المسجد أجابهم بالدين شكرا وحسن عباده.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Assalamu alaikum. Before you start your sunnah, inshallah, a few announcements. For those that weren't here, Dr. Zaman mentioned, and just another reminder, tonight we have CARE coming to Memphis for a town hall. They'll be here this weekend, but there is a town hall tonight, inshallah, on your rights as a Muslim, American Muslim, inshallah, your voting rights as well. And that will be with Robert McCaw and Tayyib Yunus from CARE. So that'll be after Aisha, which is at 8:15, inshallah, tonight. And then tomorrow, they'll also be holding a Get Out the Vote workshop from 11 a.m., inshallah, here at MIC as well. So come out to those two events for CARE. Tonight, Friday night as well, there's going to be a bonfire for the young adults, for both the boys and girls. Inshallah, the boys will be with Ustadh Omar Lani, and the girls will be with Sister Sara. It'll be at the gazebo. There'll be two bonfires going on, inshallah. And then lastly, Cafe Med food truck will be here on site at the parking lot tonight. And then also Eldar Cafe will be having a pop-up starting tonight from Asr until Sunday, inshallah. So Eldar Cafe will be in the Shukr spot for this weekend. So if you want to go try out something new, please go visit there as well. Jazakallah khair.